Today's episode is sponsored by Umore. Umore helps us better understand and uplift our mental health with instant screening, data tracking, insights, and targeted exercises. I've had the pleasure of having both co-founders on the podcast, and I really admire what they do and love their vision behind the company. Umore is the AI-powered mental well-being tracker that helps you build positive habits, change behaviors, and share your progress with friends, family, and physicians. Umore's vision is to make mental health as seamless and as accessible as possible. Its purpose is to act as a support and prevention tool and to provide you with the data and insights to help you develop an awareness of your current mental state and stress levels. The way it works is very simple. You download the app for free on your smartphone. You fill in a quick questionnaire that will assess how you're currently feeling, which will act as a starting point, and it will check in with you daily to track your well-being over time and so that you are able to see your progression day by day. Umore also gives you access to many evidence-based exercises which are designed to help you live your happiest and healthiest life. The goal of Umore is to be your friend, is there to help and support you in your mental health journey. And to find out more, you can check out their website at umore.app. Hey guys, welcome to Hope It Helps. How's everyone doing? So today's going to be another solo episode. And for this episode, I want to take a different approach and talk about entrepreneurship and the experience I've had with trying to start my business. We've spoken about mental health quite a bit, so I thought today would be nice to, you know, take a change of pace and talk about the entrepreneurship side. So we're going to talk about things like the reality of what it means to start a business, the expectation of entrepreneurship versus the realities, so what are the pros and cons, when is maybe the right time to start investing in your business to grow it versus trying to bootstrap it. And just reflecting on the past year, we are now in December. Wow, the year went so fast. And before I get into it, I want to say with everything I do, whether it's talking about hypnotherapy, whether it's talking about podcasting, I'm always trying to be realistic. Like, yes, everyone posts videos and content that is, you know, five quick tips to help you improve your mental health, step-by-step process to launch your podcast. And is this stuff helpful? Absolutely. That's why everyone does it. That's why I do it. But I'm trying to be as realistic as possible and show the reality behind all these things, like giving you all this beautifully written or like advice or, you know, all this kind of content that's, you know, very motivational and stuff. It's great and it helps, but there's a whole life behind that, you know. It doesn't just, it's not like a plug and play. Like, things take time to change, things take time to adapt, things aren't always that easy. So with everything I'm doing, everything I'm trying to do, I want to be honest and realistic about the reality of how all these things play into each other. But let's get into it. So let's start with starting a business. So when I moved back from Amsterdam, I was looking for work, but I also wanted to do my own thing, but I didn't know what that would be. I knew I wanted to start the podcast, and then obviously Corona hit, so no one was hiring, so it kind of gave me the opportunity to start my podcast and start, you know, down this line without any, you know, hesitation or any, you know, worry about, you know, oh, there's no, like, should I be getting a job, should I not? Because no one was hiring. Everyone was kind of in the same situation. And I've spoken to so many people on the podcast that have talked about how because of COVID, they now have pursued, you know, their passion or changed their careers completely. You know, it was that wake up call that I think a lot of people had and probably a lot of people needed. So a lot of people I've spoken to have started doing what they want just because of, you know, Corona. It was like that reality check. So started doing the podcast for a year. It's been a year and a half now, and along that journey, I became a hypnotherapist. So this year was like, last year was kind of like the building phase, and this year was like kicking it off. And I thought, so I do two things now. I'm a hypnotherapist and a podcasting consultant. So basically, helping companies and brands launch their podcasts. And I thought, you know, might as well take all this experience I've had over, you know, 70 episodes, about a year and a half, speaking to guests all over the world and teaching people and coaching them on how to launch their podcasts, what do they need to do, how to think about it, you know, sort them out with all the tech, you know, train them and so on. And the other side is I'm a hypnotherapist as well, so working with clients across, you know, wide variety of issues. And I thought that since I'm the company, basically, it's just me. I don't have like employees. My product is a service and I'm the one who provides it. So it's all on me. It would be a lot easier to launch a business and to, you know, accelerate, I guess, my growth and so on, because I didn't have all that extra headache and investors and all that kind of stuff. But I learned, reflecting on this past year, that is not the case. Whether you're building a business with people and selling a product, or you're doing your own thing and trying to build yourself and, you know, your own client list, it's a lot harder than I thought it would be, to be honest. I didn't think it would be this difficult. I thought I'd be much further ahead than where I am right now. But also, during this process, you learn a lot. You make a lot of mistakes. And only now would I say the past like 4 or 5 months have I started really putting things into place, and things have been starting to pick up. So I'm optimistic about what's coming. But if you want to do your own thing, I've learned that it's going to be hard no matter what you're trying to do. And also, when it's just you yourself, you don't have someone necessarily to lean on. You don't have like a partner that you guys are building something together. It's all you. So whether you have a good day or a bad day, whether you've accomplished what you're trying to accomplish or not, at the end of the day, it's just you. There's no one. You can't look around and blame someone. It's just you versus yourself every single day. And it can be very frustrating at times, and it can be very demotivating. You have periods when you're killing it, and periods when like you're really low on motivation because you're trying to do all these different things to like make things happen and things don't. So you get demotivated, and then you have like a good week and you've done a bunch of stuff and you're feeling really good. Like, yeah, this is going to work. And that next week comes and it's back to that. So it's a constant up and down. It's a constant roller coaster. And it's quite draining. It's not easy. But if you decide to if you made this decision to go on your own and to do this, I guess this is just part of it. You know, you don't have a choice. Speak to other people who have started businesses, especially at the beginning. They'll all tell you the same thing. You know, times when maybe the business was going to, you know, close, or like we weren't even going to get to that stage, or, you know, it didn't work out and you had to make a decision and, you know, pivot and go maybe get a job again. So there's a lot of things that you're constantly thinking about every day. You have like an idea of where you want to go. Like, I know where I'd like to be in X amount of time. And you know kind of the things you need to maybe achieve to get there. But it's that day to day, you know, I wake up today, what do I have to do to move forward towards that? And that can be, and when you don't have that, you can feel quite lost. You feel overwhelmed because you're like, do I post content? Do I do more outreach? Do I, you know, make a marketing plan? Like, you have no, like, it's very difficult to daily be moving towards that. At least that's been my experience. But also at the same time, maybe I just need better planning. I don't know. But I'm just speaking on the experience that I've had. There's been a lot of progress. Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy with that. But it's still not easy. It's still hard. You know, you get one client and it goes really well. You get that boost of confidence. Like, yes, this is what I wanted to do. Yes, this is why I chose to do this. And like, you know, I've been able to provide the service that I'm trying to provide. And then your brain is automatically hooked on, okay, get the next one and the next one and the next one. And how do you build that consistency? And that's, I guess, the most difficult thing is the wins are very short-lived, at least in my experience. You know, I'm happy for that day, that maybe that week. And once that has been like accomplished, that client has been, you know, seen, it's been successful and so on, you're like, okay, cool. And then your brain automatically is like, okay, on to the next. So at least myself, I've rarely had the chance to just sit in the moment and appreciate that I've, you know, made another step towards what I'm trying to do and where I'm trying to go. So it's just a emotional roller coaster. It's really hard. But at the same time, nothing comes easy and things take time. And that's another big thing, you know, patience. You have to learn to be patient. And I'm probably not the best at that. But, you know, life makes you patient. You don't have a choice. You know, when things aren't, you know, moving very fast or moving the way you want them to, you don't have a choice but to be patient. So, it's not easy. But I just want to be realistic and honest about the journey I've had and where I'm going and stuff. One thing about entrepreneurship, you know, there's an expectation and there's a reality. People talk about, oh yeah, if I had my own business, I would, you know, it would be like, everyone sees it, I think, from until you start doing it, that it would make a lot of sense. It would be easy to, you know, implement. It wouldn't be very challenging. But the reality of it is that's completely different. There's pros and cons to everything. If you have a job, you got 9 to 5 every day, and at the end of the month, no matter what happens, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed a paycheck in your bank account, which is not bad. But when you're an entrepreneur and trying to start a business, every month is like, you could do everything, you could do the best and execute your plan perfectly, and there's no guarantee that you get that paycheck at the end of the month. There's no guarantee that you get that client. So it's not as, there's pros and cons to everything. So it's just kind of making that choice. Like, what are you comfortable with? What can you afford to do? What can you, how much time do you have for yourself? Are you going to do it with someone? Are you going to do it alone? There's like a million questions to consider. Like, one of the biggest pros is obviously flexibility. You know, I get up when I want. I work when I want, whether it's, you know, until 4 a.m., whether I get up at 10. No, it doesn't. It's irrelevant. It's my time, and I have it's my responsibility to manage it. So when you have a good day and you put in a good amount of work, that's great. And when there's a bad day and you probably haven't worked as hard as you wanted to, there's no one else to blame but yourself. So it's a non-stop battle between you and yourself, and I think that's probably the biggest challenge. And you know, the thoughts, and you see people around you you know, working in jobs, you know, they're getting their paycheck, and sometimes you think, oh, maybe I should just, you know, go do that. But then you remember, why am I doing this? What's my goal? This is my passion. This is what I love to do. So I want to put all my effort and work into this. I don't think there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. I think you just have to make a choice and understand, what's your priority right now? Is it financial, or is it pursuing your passion, or is it, you know, buying a house? Whatever the case might be, set, once you have your priorities, that will help you make that kind of decision. And from the beginning, I always wanted to try and bootstrap it as much as possible. So for example, the first 6 months of this year, I was still, you know, I had some help with the marketing. I was working with a company and they helped me with the branding. And then it was up to me to create the content and produce the content. But I realized, you know, like, social media and marketing, at the end of the day, it's not my thing. I don't like it. I'm not good at it. Like, even just making one TikTok video drains me, like, it takes a lot out of me. But I know it's important. So I made a decision, back in September, to actually start working, you know, with a company consistently, and, you know, not just on a project basis, but on a consistent basis, to help me with strategy, to help me with content, to help me, you know, understand how to position myself, to help me with, you know, exploring new areas. And I realized, you know, I told myself, I'm like, okay, I've tried to do this myself for this amount of time. This is where I've got. And although, yes, I'm trying to minimize costs and so on, I think it's time to, you know, you need to invest to get you to that next stage. So that's what I decided to do. And so far, it's been a great decision. You know, I've had a lot more exposure. More clients have come in. You know, I've a new potential revenue stream of business has opened up for me as well. So it's been a great decision. Has it given me exactly what I want? No. But has it moved me forward compared to where I was like 4 or 5 months ago? Yeah, absolutely. It's like night and day, you know, help me get a partnership, help me do a couple of things. So I think there'll come a point where you've kind of realize you'll exhaust what you your capabilities and what you think you can do. And by getting some help, I think it's very important, and making the investment at the right time for your business, whatever that case might be, whatever that might be. Is it in equipment? Is it in is marketing? Is it product? Is it service? Whatever the case might be, there will come a point where you realize, okay, this is where I am now. If I want to get to the next stage, I need some help. And also, if it's something that you're not good at and you don't really like to do, then I think it's a good idea to, you know, get the help you need, because then you can focus on the things that you're good at and that you like to do. So now that I have this marketing team on board with me and we're working together and they're amazing, it gives me more time to think, you know, strategically about what do the next like 4 months look like? What do I want to achieve? How am I going to get there? But also with that, you know, I think about maybe it's a good idea to get a business coach, someone to just help guide you, you know, along the way. Because when you're alone, you're in your own thoughts. You get advice from people, and everyone has the best intentions. But I think also sometimes it's helpful to get someone that is working alongside you to help you get to where you're trying to go. So that's something I might be pursuing in the near future. And again, this is another investment I think that would be useful to me to get me to that next stage. Again, that's the question I just keep asking myself. Is this worth the investment, and will it get me to where I'm trying to go? If the answer is yes, I think it's a good idea to do it. But until you're comfortable with, you know, doing that, then keep going as you're going. Keep doing whatever you can yourself to get to that next stage. And just reflecting on this past year, it's been a crazy, crazy year. Personally, you know, I got engaged, which I'm obviously incredibly happy about and very, you know, excited about next steps and what's coming up. From a personal side, I think I've learned a lot about myself this year. I learned a lot about, you know, some of my weaknesses, you know, what am I good at? I've learned a lot of, you know, this whole journey of trying to do my own thing. You're constantly reflecting on yourself and trying to, you know, improve. Like, okay, I did that. How could I improve that? I did this wrong. Maybe, okay, next time I should do that. So it's a consistent, it's just a consistent conversation between you and yourself. And obviously, all the things I've talked about regarding mental health, like my mental health has definitely been challenged. And I think a lot of people, I read a statistic that 68% of entrepreneurs within the region struggle with their mental health because they go through these kind of issues. Theirs, you know, can be different. If they have a company, they want to get like investors and so on. So again, it's the same kind of thing, but just in a different way. It's that stress of the unknown, you know, when is it going to tip over? You know, when is it going to get to that next point? And a question I've been asking myself a lot recently, and I don't know if people hear this, maybe something to think about, and would love to hear your answers because I don't have one. You know, do you think that if you put in the hard work and you've, you know, put in the time and the effort, that you get what you deserve or what you think you deserve? What I've learned is no. Just because you've done everything right doesn't mean you're going to get what you think you deserve. But I guess that's just how it is sometimes. You know, maybe you need more time, maybe it needs more work to get you to the place that you think you should be at. So yeah, man, it's not easy. But at the same time, I love it. I love what I do. So that, you know, that's a big bonus for me. Hypnotherapy is amazing, you know, seeing the results of like my training and seeing the transformations people have, and you know, that look on their face when we're done with a session and they're like wow, and like I feel so fulfilled that wow, I genuinely helped this person and overcome and change their beliefs about something they've probably carried for their whole life, and so many different issues, different circumstances, and you really learn a lot about people and makes you a lot more compassionate. And obviously through the podcast, this is probably, you know, I think by far my favorite thing to do. I just love sitting down, talking to people. I'm very curious. I want to learn. You know, we've done 70 episodes, people all over the world, every kind of, you know, industry, So the amount I've learned from just my guests has been, you know, incredible. And that's why I love doing what I do. And it's opened up so many opportunities. It's grown my network. So there's a lot of there's a lot of positives that have happened this year and are happening. But I think I'm one of those people that a lot of people can relate to. I think, you know, I'm very hard on myself. I'm not good at celebrating my wins. And, you know, I tend to dwell sometimes on the losses or, you know, stressing out about I'm not where I am and stuff. So again, that's why when I say all like the content I put out when it comes to mental health and like all these kind of things, yes, I do believe that, but also it affects me 100% and I go through it all the time too. By putting out that content helps me remind myself of what are the things I should be doing, what are the things I need to be doing to take care of myself. And, you know, with the podcast, trying to improve on, you know, how to interview people and so on, and what the kind of guests I want to bring, how am I going to get to that next stage? So that's, if I'm reflecting, if there's one statement to summarize this year, is like, okay, good year, a lot has happened. But the question that I'm still left with and I'm still trying to figure out is how do I get to that next stage? And I don't have the answer yet, but I think with time, I will get there. I wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening to the episode today. I hope it was useful. I hope, you know, you could relate to my story. Even if you couldn't, I hope maybe gave you a different perspective on things. You know, this is all I'm trying to do with the podcast anyway. You guys know by now. I'm just trying to help people with everything I do. So I think that's a good way to round up the episode. Much love to all you guys for listening. I really appreciate time. And please, you know, share the podcast with your friends, your colleagues across social media. And, you know, don't forget to rate the podcast and follow at hope.it.helps. And until next time, guys, and as always, hope it helps. Peace.